I don't have time to correct him. Besides, Josephine is reloading her cannon, and I think she's going to try a really horrible pun if I don't produce a solution PDQ. Boss, run McLuhan's Scorpion Stair tool and upload the firmware to all the motion tracking cameras on the ground floor east wing loop right now.
What? I'm not sure I heard you correctly.
I take a deep breath. She subverted the night watchman. Everybody else is out of the building. Do it now, or I'm switching to a diet of fresh brains.
If you say so, he agrees, with the manner of an indulgent uncle talking to a tearaway schoolboy, then hangs up.
There's a splintering crash, and a hand rams through the door right between us and embeds itself in the wall opposite. Oh, shit, I have time to say as the hand withdraws. Then a bolt of lightning goes off about 2 feet outside the door, roughly simultaneous with a sizzling crash and a wave of heat. We cower in the back of the cupboard, terrified of fire, until after what seems like an eternity, the sprinklers come on.
Is it safe yet?
She asks. At least I think that's what she says. My ears are still ringing.
One way to find out.
I take the broken casing from the network junction box and chuck it through the hole in the door. When it doesn't explode, I gingerly push the door open. The ringing is louder. It's my phone. I pull it wearily out of my pocket and hunch over it to keep it dry, leaning against the wall of the corridor to stay as far away from the blackened zombie corpses as I can.
Who's there? Your manager.
He sounds merely amused this time.
What a sorry shower you are. Come on up to Mahogany Row and dry off, both of you. The director has a personal bathroom. I think you've earned it.
Harriet? Bridget? McLuhan?
Taken care of,
he says complacently, and I shiver convulsively as the water reaches gelid tentacles down my spine and tickles my balls like a drowned lover.
Okay, we'll be right up.
I glance back at the smashed-in utility cupboard, and Josephine smiles at me like a frightened feral rat, all sharp teeth and savagery and shining .38 automatic.
We're safe now, I say, as reassuringly as possible. I think we won.
The journey to Angleton's lair is both up and along. He normally works out of a gloomy basement on the other side of the hollowed-out block of prime London real estate that is occupied by the laundry, but this time he's ensconced in the director's suite on the abandoned top floor of the North Wing. The North Wing is still dry. Over there, people are still at work, oblivious to the charred zombies lying on the scorched, soaked, thaumaturgically saturated wing next door. We catch a few odd stares. Myself, soaked and battered in my outdoors gear. D.I. Sullivan in the wreckage of an expensive grey suit, oversized handgun clenched in a death grip at her side. But wisely or otherwise, nobody asks me to fix the internet or demands to know why we're tracking muddy water through human resources.